just a word about the importance of the Kaddish. The Gemara says in Berachot from Eliyahu HaNavi that every time Jews get together in a minyan, in Bet Knesset or Bet Midrash and say Kaddish, so that's a time where Borei Olam hears them answering Yeheshemer Abba Mevarach, etc. And it says Borei Olam says, fortunate is the king that they used to praise him like this with such a beautiful Shevach in his house in the Beit HaMikdash. So it's a time where Borei Olam is listening to the prayers and remembering the Beit HaMikdash, and it's considered Sha'at Rahamin. Furthermore, the Gemara says that anybody that answers Kaddish Bechol Koho with all his strength, which can either mean loudly or Bechol Kavanato with Kavanah, so they rip up Gezardin. Chas v'shalom, if there was a bad decree written on him, the answering of the Kaddish with Kavanah and said loud can break Gezerot. So, just a few pointers on the Kaddish. Certainly, one must be very careful not to talk during the Kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Nun Vav brings down a few stories of how even Hasidim were blemished in the afterworld with stains on their bodies because of the fact that they used to talk during the Kaddish. Furthermore, one should not learn during the Kaddish either, or think of anything but what the Hazan is saying, and of Kavanah when answering Amen. Now, in the Kaddish itself, our custom follows the Arizal that says we should answer 28 words from Yeheh Shemer Rabba Mevarach La'olam Ulamei Almayayit Barach, etc. until the Amiran Be'alma. Be'alma is the 28th word. And therefore, one has to be careful to pronounce all the words. For example, le'ela min kol birchata. You have to be careful that the word min does not get swallowed up. And also, sheme dekucha berich hu. Berich hu is two different words. And therefore, one has to be careful to separate those two words. The mikubalim have a lot of remazim in the Kaddish. For example, we say v'yishtabach, v'yitpa'ar, v'yitroman, v'yitnaseh, v'yitadar, v'yitaleh, v'yitalal. There's six words, seven words over there, from v'yishtabach to v'yitalal, and they all have a vav as a prefix. Seven words with a vav, seven times six is 42, which is a remez to the shem mem bet. And also, each one of those words has six letters, and therefore seven words with six letters each is also a remez to the Shem Mem Bet. Furthermore, it should be noted that the Kavanah in Yeheh Shemer Rabbah is that your name Yah should become great. Shem Yah Rabbah, your name Yah Yudke should become great. What is this referring to? That after we subjugate our enemies, Be'ezrat Hashem, in the Milchama of Gog u'Magog, so then it says, then Borei Olam's name is going to be complete. As the Pasuk says, Ki yad al kes ya, Milchama la'Hashem ba'Amalek. That until we destroy Amalek, God's name is Yudke. When will it be full? Yudke Vavke? After we subjugate our enemies. So we're praying for that day. Yitkadal, Yitkadash, Shemeh Rabbah, that your name, Shem Yah Rabbah, should become great. Now one has to be careful in pronouncing the Kaddish, Yitgaddal. Not like you hear some of the Hazanim or the people, Yitkaddal. This is, Chas v'Shalom, a negative word. And therefore one has to be careful to pronounce Yitgaddal, the Yitkadash. And also they make mistake in the Kaddish, V'Shezavah. V'Shezavah is with a bet. Sometimes you hear the Hazanim saying it fair, they say v'shezafah. It sounds like they're saying it with a fair. And therefore the words have to be said, precisely. Last but not least, in the Kaddish, Hakamim tell us that the Kaddish, lecha techila, one is allowed to sit during the Kaddish. Unless the Kaddish has begun and you were standing. Then the halakha says you must stand for that Kaddish until you answer. Which means once you answer, then you can sit. Even though the Hazan did not get to Hef Kaddish yet, even though he didn't get to there yet, he's still saying the beginning of the Kaddish, or whatever, the parts over there, you're allowed to sit once you finish saying until the Amiran Be'amla. This would be included if the Hazan is singing the Kaddish. And you walk in and you're caught now, so then our minhag is that we stand. However, in other Kaddishim where you were sitting, you could remain sitting. Ashkenazim have a minhag to stand for all the Kaddishim, as we said, but this is not our minhag.